Our next item is old business. We have one item of old business this evening, and that would be conditional use number 1790, Martha's Light LLC.
Yes, sir, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a motion for this conditional use application, and gentlemen, I'm going to make this motion as a recommending approval of this. And talking with Mr. Robertson at the end of last week, we had a discussion that were my motion to be acted on favorably, we did not want it to be construed by the applicant or by the Board of Adjustment that we were endorsing any of the deviations from county code insofar as height, bulk, setbacks, that we weren't going to be addressing those site plan specific issues, but the general tenor and tone of the application, if you agree with me, would move out of this body.
I think that's entirely appropriate, and appreciate your thoroughness in pointing that out.
With that said, Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of conditional use number 1790 for Mariposa at Bethany, formerly identified as Martha's Light LLC, for a continuing care retirement community, or CCRC, based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being, Peninsula United Methodist Homes is a proven entity in the retirement community field. It will be developing and operating the CCRC under a development and management agreement with the applicant, which is Mariposa at Bethany LLC. The proposed CCRC consists of 232 residential dwelling units, which will be a combination of single-family homes, independent living apartments and villa apartments, and 94 healthcare units, which will be a combination of assisted living units, memory support units, and nursing units, and approximately 61,000 square feet of common areas with limited commercial uses and healthcare facilities. The subject property is an infill project located adjacent to the town of Ocean View to the west and south, and the town of Bethany Beach across the Assawoman Canal to the east. It is also bounded by Ocean Way Estates and a proposed residential and light commercial use development known as Canal Landing. The proposed conditional use is in accordance with both the state and county plans for development of that area, in that the subject property is located within investment levels 2 and 3 per the Delaware strategies for state policies and spending, and the environmentally sensitive developing area per the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which is dated January 2003. This proposed CCRC is appropriate for the property and will permit the development of specialized housing and services for the elderly, which are essential and desirable for the general welfare of the county. The proposed CCRC will be served by public water from Tidewater Utilities Incorporated and public sewer by Sussex County. The development of this property as a CCRC will generate employment opportunities within the project. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions, them being that the maximum number of residential dwelling units consisting of single-family homes, independent living apartments, and villa apartments shall not exceed 232, as was proposed on the preliminary plan for the project. The maximum number of healthcare units shall not exceed 94, which will be a combination of assisted living units, memory support units, and nursing units. The interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards and shall include sidewalks, walking paths, and street lighting. All entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. The proposed CCRC must be annexed into the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and construction of sewer infrastructure must be in compliance with County Engineering Department requirements. This proposed CCRC shall be served by a public utility licensed by the Delaware Public Service Commission to provide potable water and fire protection to the property. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated utilizing best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The applicant will provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational facilities, streets, and other common areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. A 30-foot landscape buffer shall be located along the entire perimeter of the CCRC project, except for that portion of the perimeter adjoining Asawoman Canal and where there are proposed roadway interconnections with adjacent development. As stated during the applicant's presentation, a deed restriction shall be placed on the adjacent plus or minus 12-acre parcel that is owned by the trustees of the Protestant Episcopal Church of the Diocese of Delaware. This deed restriction is so that all agricultural uses would cease on that property upon the construction of any improvements within 50 feet of the common boundary between the CCRC and the 12-acre parcel. Any deviations from the permitted height limit shall require the approval of the Board of Adjustment. And lastly, gentlemen, final site plan review by planning and zoning shall be required.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1790 Martha's Light LLC for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?